So I'm Katie Brown, Janine Cataldo in the back, and we're here to talk about the mobile health tool for lung cancer, an intervention to mitigate lung cancer stigma and promote self-management. And the R25 training grant, the NIH training grant that funds this, was cut off of the very bottom. I can give you the full number if you're interested. Also, we have no financial ties to the tobacco industry and no conflicts of interest to disclose. A little bit about lung cancer. Lung cancer kills 1.4 million people yearly. It's mostly a geriatric disease. 2 of 3 newly diagnosed patients are older than 65. It's still largely preventable. 80 to 90% is smoking related, either with smoking or secondhand smoke. And importantly, for our interest, it's the highest highest psychological distress of all cancers. So a little bit about lung cancer stigma. First of all, what is it? So stigma is the experience of exclusion, rejection, blame, or devaluation. And in this case, it's related to a diagnosis of lung cancer. Most importantly, it has negative clinical outcomes attached to it. So it's associated with poor patient-clinician communication. It's associated with poor self-management and with increased stress and symptom burden and morbidity, as well as diminished quality of life. And for our intervention, our research showed that medical interactions can trigger the experience of stigma. And so we focused on that. There are no patient interventions currently, so no provider or patient interventions, although there was a mass media campaign you may have seen. This was for the general public, the Lung Cancer Alliance's, this was the No One Deserves to Die campaign, and it had various groups. These people deserve to die with a countdown to figure out what's behind all of this. The Lung Cancer Alliance is the only national nonprofit that's dedicated solely to patient support and advocacy for people living with lung cancer. So we found this to be a very useful and interesting campaign. It got people talking about lung cancer stigma. So the next tagline was, "No one deserves to die." Some people think that that if you have lung cancer, you deserve to die. And this is something that we also heard in interviews. And the take-home point is that no one deserves to die. So this is the background of where our intervention is not affiliated with us, but it's sort of happening at the same time. So our intervention is the mHealth tool for lung cancer. It is a way to experience a realistic simulation of an oncology clinic visit. We're hoping for it to improve patient-clinician communication with coaching and practice, and hoping that it will decrease lung cancer stigma, promote optimal self-management as well. And it's a mobile technology, mHealth technology. So the application is meant to be on a tablet in a waiting room, in any waiting room, wherever you are. So it's also a game. Why a game? Gamification. So health games are a cutting-edge tool. They empower patients to manage diseases and disabilities and provide opportunities for patients to practice with positive feedback for behavior change in a really safe setting where nobody's looking necessarily. Also, the Affordable Care Act specifically mentions the positive potential, not necessarily of games, but web-based interactions, and we interpret that as games, in the context of improved care quality. Also, the virtual setting allows for, as well as anonymization, it allows for individualization. So particularly with a heavy minority-focused a disease such as lung cancer, incorporating ethnic and cultural sensitivity into the game is useful. And the mobile platform increases access to the intervention, even in hard-to-reach populations and clinics. So our theoretical rationale was really drawn from immersion theory. This is the idea that experiential and emotional transport that's facilitated by first-person visuals and seamless navigation can drop you in to a world where you are experiencing what's happening first-person. We also drew from best practices in nursing, the nursing literature, in patient-clinician communication research. And we talked to patients. Qualitative patient data informed the game design, both on the overall narrative as well as specific response choices. And interviews with 8 lung cancer survivors confirmed the stigmatizing role of providers. Obviously, we need to do more research to confirm that fully, but we heard that from everybody that we talked to. So, a research to game dialogue example, so from the original qualitative research, the quote was, like that doctor who told me again it's all smoking, now I could say to him, oh, that's not true, I know better. So an analog game dialogue option for a participant reflects that idea. So the participant can say to the provider, you know, people who smoked and people who quit 30 years ago can get lung cancer. Another example, the original quote was, the assumption from everybody I meet is, oh, you smoked. The attitude tends to be sort of like, well, it's your own fault. And the analog game dialogue, this is from the medical assistant, and she says, you didn't quit soon enough to avoid lung cancer. So this is Janine with our dialogue mapping. And just to give you an idea, you can see in the foreground the medical assistant script, or maybe you can, in the foreground. But just to give you an idea of how this works, the yellow boxes are the medical assistant dialogue, and the blue boxes are patient response options. So each patient response triggers a different path through the game, including the option to go back again if you go, you know, if you picked a choice that you didn't like or that didn't get you the information that you need, and try again. So there's ways to practice. So I'm going to show you a little video of mHealth TLC in action, the mHealth tool for lung cancer. You'll see a black commentary bar across the bottom. You'll see game dialogue boxes over here, if you're facing me over here. You'll see our clinic environment, other people, the coach, the receptionist, medical assistant, and patients. You'll hear our fancy mHealth TLC video music and some sample dialogue. That's very short, so, whoops, let's try that again. And I know, it played earlier. You know what we can do? I also played this earlier. I did hear it when we tested it beforehand. Bear with me. Okay. And we'll... not working either. Double check here, and then once I've checked this, we'll just watch it because the music is great. What do we do? Okay. All right, we'll just watch it.
I'll be your coach for mHealth TLC. I'll pop up from time to time.
I know, but they're being seen by another doctor. Sorry, we're running a little behind today.
How could you? You could have quit if you really wanted to.
Get the tools. Navigate a clinic. visit. Practice with mHealth TLC. Visit mHealth TLC today.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for bearing with me there. So we've just done usability testing. This is hot off the presses. We did usability testing in 3 weeks of October with 10 healthy adult testers, excuse me, primarily medical professionals, 9 females, to test the prototype for believability and identify showstopper problems. And we were very pleased with the usability findings. We found that it was clinic appropriate. This would be fresh in my mind right before a clinic visit. I would know to ask questions, and lots of them, and take advantage of brochures. That silence in this case is not golden. Was found to be instructive. mHealth TLC is definitely a teaching program. Taught me about staying calm, asking lots of questions, and gathering information. And the users found it created informed healthcare consumers. So ask what the goal of mHealth TLC was. They said, to prepare me to be an informed consumer of healthcare. Goals were met pretty well. Interactions, were helpful and realistic. So what's next? For mHealth TLC, our usability findings were encouraging, and we are planning a randomized control pilot in spring 2013, funded by the TRDRP, which is a tobacco-related disease research program. It's California Tobacco Money. And for the randomized control trial, we'll have 50 lung cancer patients, 25 treatment, 25 control. The treatment will be an in-health TLC session prior to 4 weekly oncology visits with UCSF Cancer Center, and control will be informational videos. And we anticipate reduced lung cancer stigma based on the Cataldo Lung Cancer Stigma Scale, increased care adherence and self-management, and decreased symptom burden. So lessons learned. This is not Grand Theft Auto. It's a video game, and sadly, it is too much like Grand Theft Auto for many funders. We had a hard time getting it funded, and it was really the disparities key point of it that that made it more fundable in the long term. It feels like it's costing as much. I'm sure this is the case with any large research initiative, but our budget has doubled along the way. And then the main thing, this is not Grand Theft Auto, but you really need professional and not academic vendors. We would have saved ourselves time by working with professional vendors from the start. So in conclusion, this is a promising, replicable strategy. We were surprised at the usability testers' high engagement despite game glitches. And we're hopeful that mHealth TLC will reduce stigma for lung cancer patients. And for those of you in the way back, this is a healthy lung, by the way. These are flowers. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, thank you.